We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. We have another air quality alert in place today. The expected high about 93. Dan Brunoff says we could get close to 100 degrees this weekend. Dan has your full forecast on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. It is Thursday, July 22nd. Dallas County yesterday reported 659 new COVID cases, the highest number since March 4th. Nurses who've been on the front lines struggling with the virus since the pandemic started say they are frustrated that people are not doing more to protect themselves and slow the spread. More from KRLD's Bailey Friday.
While nurses have learned from battling COVID-19 for over a year now, they are exhausted. They're lacking stamina. Many of them are retiring or quitting, and hospitals could soon be facing a nursing shortage. Cindy Zolnarek, CEO of the Texas Nurses Association, says many have post-traumatic stress from the last year.
It truly was traumatic for nurses caring for some of these very sick patients when they talked about having 20 patients die on a shift. That's unheard of, and that hits hard.
With COVID-19 cases back on the rise, Texas nurses are sending out a message. Do whatever you can to prevent the spread of the variants. They need your support, and they say the best way to give it to them is by staying healthy and staying out of the hospital. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Meanwhile, I got an update this morning from Stephen Love at the DFW Hospital Council.
You know, we're 949 COVID-19 patients today. 1 month ago, we were at 300. We have tripled in 30 days. What's different now than it was last summer is we have a chance to be vaccinated, but we got 50% of the people that, for whatever the reason, have not been vaccinated. They're primarily the people that are in the hospital. The other thing we've got, which is very nasty, is this Delta variant. That variant is so much more contagious. And once you contract it, from what I'm talking with the physicians, I'm learning you're a much sicker patient.
The Irving ISD returning to all in-person learning when the new school year begins, and the district is out with its plan on keeping students and staff safe. Here's KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
The 8-page pamphlet outlines health and safety procedures for the upcoming school year. They include protocols for sanitizing all classrooms and restrooms, self-screening procedures for students, staff, and visitors, and procedures for arrivals and dismissals. Nicole Mansell with the Irving ISD says face coverings are optional.
We're not allowed to require face coverings anymore, but Irving ISD will support any staff or student who wishes to wear a face covering if they choose to do so.
In order to maintain social distancing, visitors will not be allowed into buildings during breakfast or lunch hours. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Governor Abbott continues to insist there will not be a return of a statewide mask mandate, including schools. Clay Robison with the Texas State Teachers Association is encouraging school employees and parents to get vaccinated. He says kids younger than 12 are not eligible for vaccines, so he recommends they wear masks.
They usually don't show symptoms. They usually don't get very sick. But they can pass the illness to somebody who is not vaccinated.
He's also urging teachers and students to wear masks when they go back to campus. The chief justices of Supreme Courts from across the nation will be in Virginia this week to compare notes on how the judiciary performed during the pandemic. Texas Supreme Court Chief Justice Nathan Hecht, who's president of the conference, says it's the first time in more than a year they can discuss the issue of race relations.
We've also been talking about the complaints of racial prejudice that have arisen during the pandemic, looking at that. Just every aspect of the judicial operation.
Heck says the pandemic changed the way courts conduct business, especially when it comes to video conferencing. In a strange twist, Plano police say an explosion at a home that sent six people to the hospital this week was intentionally touched off. The home on Cleveland Drive was leveled Monday afternoon after the blast that was felt up to a mile away. After initially saying the likely cause was an isolated gas leak, now police and fire say that explosion may have been intentional. May Reedy, a close friend to the family who lived next door, says all five family members were taken to the hospital, but the mother and her three sons have been released.
She did receive, a lot of pretty substantial injuries to her shoulder, her back, her neck, her face. She took it all instead of her son.
Reedy says after seeing the scene, she's not surprised. Investigators suspect it may have been intentional because she says nothing was charred and there was no fire. A man who was in the home, still being treated at the hospital, he remains in critical condition. Federal agents seized drugs, guns, and more than $1 million in cash during a raid on a home in southeast Dallas. Investigators got a tip that the home was part of a drug operation. Undercover officers bought drugs at the home on several occasions and then executed a search warrant last week. Two people were arrested. Investigators found more than a kilogram of cocaine, half a kilo of meth, and nearly $1.6 million in cash. Texas Democrats are fighting to keep a Tarrant County woman who tried to vote illegally from serving prison time.
Crystal Mason of Tarrant County was on supervised release for tax fraud when she cast a provisional ballot in the 2016 presidential election. The ballot was never counted. She says she didn't know she couldn't vote. She was convicted of voter fraud and given 5 years in prison. Mason met with members of the Texas House in Washington, D.C. State Representative Carl Sherman says 12,000 provisional ballots have been cast in Tarrant County since 2014.
7 out of 8 were rejected. Interesting that Crystal Mason seems to be the only one that they're prosecuting. Crystal Mason is their poster child who they want to go after.
Mason's case is pending at the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals. Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
School board meetings for the Carroll ISD have been restructured following a number of protests at meetings over the past year. The board now meets twice a month. One meeting will allow public comment only on specific agenda items. The second meeting will allow public comments on any topic. The changes were announced after several instances of protests at school board meetings in the last year, including a Carroll board meeting back in May where protesters gathered inside and outside the administration building to protest mask protocols and South Lake's resistance to a cultural action plan. The college football season about 6 weeks away. And there could be big changes coming for the Longhorns and Sooners. KRLD's Kurt Lewis explains.
The rumors are swirling, hinting that Texas and Oklahoma want to leave the Big 12 for the Southeast Conference. Now, 9 years ago, Texas A&M made exactly that same move, and athletic director Ross Bjork tells ESPN he does not want to see Texas horning in.
We love being in the SEC. We love being the only program in the state of Texas, and we're going to maintain that position, but we're also going to make sure that we are a leader in college athletics, and we'll see what the future holds.
These rumors were first reported in a Houston Chronicle exclusive, saying both Oklahoma and Texas have already reached out to the SEC, asking permission to join. With 14 teams, the SEC's rules say it takes 11 votes to approve the move. meaning four teams can block it. Looks like the Aggies are a definite no, but no other schools have tipped their hand. By the way, neither Texas nor Oklahoma are confirming this. Same with the Big 12 and the SEC. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And Cowboys owner Jerry Jones got extremely emotional during his annual State of the Team address.
Jones says quarterback Dak Prescott will be a full participant in practice as he tries to bounce back from a gruesome season-ending ankle injury last season. He says he really believes this team has a chance to compete.
I think we've got a combination of youth players, talent, as well as we've got some solid veteran players.
An emotional Jones says it was important to him for his team to get back to Oxnard this year.
I could probably be anywhere in the world I want to be right now. I want to be here with our team.
And that emotion carried over to a question about what went wrong with him and Jimmy Johnson when the Cowboys were winning those Super Bowls in the early 90s.
It was my job to keep it together. It was my job. It should have deference, should have had deference to something that was working good. He's a great coach, and I'm proud to have him as a friend and proud to have had the times that we had. We just had a great experience. I've never been able to know why. I f***ed it up.
Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Rangers, still winless since the All-Star break. They fell to the Tigers last night 4-2, and they'll wrap up that series in Detroit today at 12:10.
Thanks for listening to the All Local, updated several times a day. Download the All Local on the Odyssey app and listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD anytime, anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!